All right. Nice to be here in Philadelphia. It's as I said last week, it's really a great opportunity for us to come down here and work with the Eagles. I have so much respect for Chip and what he's done. We've been friends for a while, and I know he does a great job with his football team and the program that he's run at Oregon and what he's doing here. So I think it'll be a good experience for our team to get to see some different people, different scheme. We'll see some different matchups. It'll be great for us from a coaching standpoint, because we'll certainly have to make some adjustments during practices and as we go relative to what they're doing. We haven't done any kind of preparation or scouting report or anything like that. So a lot of it'll be on the run, which will be good for us too in terms of matchups and communication and all those things. So excited to be here and really looking forward to working with the Eagles. It's been through the years, and I'm sure that the Chip will have been a very competitive situation this year.
How much of these kind of joint practices have you done as a coach, and what do you find you get out of them, especially for the younger guys seeing the books?
We've done from time to time. Last year we did it twice with New Orleans and Tampa. This year we'll do it with Philly and Tampa. So it's good for everybody. I mean, it's good for the young guys, good for the old guys, good for the old coaches, it's good for all of us. We just, as I said, see something new. We've been working against ourselves for quite a while now, and we sort of start to know each other's plays, know each other's calls, certainly know the guys we line up against on a regular basis. Now we get a whole new set of faces and looks and things we don't know, and things we'll have to adjust to and react to, won't be able to anticipate as well, and that'll be again, that'll be good for all of us. I think it's as helpful for the coaching staff as it is for the young players, and I think the veteran players look forward to it as well. Anything to break up the monotony of camp, I think they're there for.
The Eagles are in the middle of a switch from a 4-3 to a 3-4. I believe you had to make the same switch when you replaced Pete in New England. How difficult, how challenging is it to do that?
I don't know. I think it depends on what you're doing. I personally never felt like it was that big of a deal. People called us a 3-4 team when I was the defensive coordinator at the Giants. And, Lawrence rushed 85% of the time, so everybody treated us like we were a four-man line. But, to the media and the fans, it was a 3-4 and, vice versa. So, guys got to play on the end of the line of scrimmage, whatever you want to call them, linebackers, defensive ends, crash ends, whatever term they have. Guys got to play inside of the outside guy in the line of scrimmage, and there's some version of 5-technique, 4-technique, cutback players, however you want to call it. So, I don't think the spacing is, and it's important, I'm not saying that, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. And we play an even front, we play an odd front. I'm sure that Philadelphia will do the same thing, even having not seen them. I'm sure that we'll see an even front from them before it's all over. So, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Phil, was your connection with Chip sort of born, and what have you come to respect about his career?
Well, I mean, Chip's a New England guy, and, so we cross paths from time to time in New England. He's, kept in touch over, the past few years, and of course, I have a lot of respect for, what he's done, what he did with the program out in Oregon, and I've had several conversations with him since he's taken over here at Philadelphia, owners' meetings, combine, phone conversations, things like that. I just think he's a really solid coach and a solid guy. I've always had a lot of respect for him, and I think he does a great job with his team.
Did you always think that he would end up in the NFL?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I can't, I don't want to predict where anybody does or doesn't go. Those hirings aren't up to me. Those are questions you should ask the owners and general managers that do the hiring.
Bill, what is it that Chip Kelly does on offense that makes it unique, different, challenging?
We're going to find out. Of course, what he did at Oregon, that was one thing. We'll see how it all plays out here. But he's a very innovative, creative guy. He's got a great mind. He's smart, and I think he'll take advantage of whatever resources he can. We'll see what that is. I'm sure he'll give us plenty of trouble.
Bill, there was a story in the Wall Street Journal last week, quoted Dean Blandino talking about pace, and he made it clear that the officials are going to dictate pace, not players, not the team. you played up tempo last year. Did you have any problems with the speed with which the ball was spotted that slowed you down at all?
Well, I think that varies from game to game. I mean, there's a certain procedure and all, but I think each game, each group's a little bit different. We see that in all sports. I mean, you know, watch a guy go up for a layup and four guys hit the floor and there's no foul, and next guy kind of goes up in the next game and doesn't even look like he gets touched, and they put him on the free throw line. So, you know, we see that too. You know, there's games, I mean, I feel like we're the same team out there. We go out there, we get 12 penalties, and the next week we get, you know, two. So, you know, we'll just have to see how the game's going to be called. We, you know, we hear that stuff in the spring and hear it from the officials in the summer, and we respect that, but we'll see how they actually call it, and I'm sure it'll vary a little bit from game to game. The crews don't all do it exactly the same, although I know they try to, but we'll just have to, you know, get a feel for that. And again, I think that's true in all areas, holding, defensive pass calls, alignment. You know, sometimes things are called tighter than others, and regardless of what it is, we just have to play within the framework of the rules, whatever it happens to be. So it's not our job to make them. It's not our job to judge them. It's just our job to do business as business is being done. You know, I think our coaches, Coach McDaniels, Coach O'Brien, Coach McDaniels again. I mean, we spent a lot of time coaching, you know, our players. No.
So in your experience, have you had occasions when you come in to these shared practices and after a day or two find yourself saying, wow, I didn't think that was going to be an issue, but apparently it is, or this is better than I thought in the period of time I spent just with my team?
Well, I think anytime you go into a new situation, you probably find some things that are a little different than the way you might have thought they were going to be, but in all honesty, I think we have a real open mind about this. We're here to get better. We're here to compete against a good football team, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to be a better football team when we leave here than we are today. So whatever opportunities those present, we want to take advantage of them, and whichever ones we don't come up, then we'll have to get those somewhere else or some other time.
So what do you think the greatest challenge that Chip has been faced for your guy?
I don't know. I really am just trying to coach my team. I don't think I have too much to comment on what anybody else is doing. I have enough trouble just running the Patriots.
How'd you guys go about setting up the format for these couple of days? And is kind of a combination of what you guys like to do and they do, or is it kind of just as far as 7-on-7, 11-on-11 runs versus?
I mean, it didn't take long. It's maybe a 10-minute conversation. Just have to iron out some details, but I think when we talked about it, we brought up a couple ideas. They fell into place very quickly. I think we are going to get what we want. I think they're going to get what they want. I think it'll be a good situation for both teams. And if not, then we'll make some kind of adjustment to it. We're open-minded to that, too. If we have to change something, then, you know, we're willing to change it to make it better for them or us, you know, see how the injuries go and, you know, what the depth is and how all that matches up. Sometimes that, you know, isn't perfect and, you know, you need to tailor a drill because one team's a little light at a position competitively, but we'll work that out. Well, we'll find out. I don't know. We're getting better. You know, they're working hard. We're getting better, but you know, it'd be good to go up against some new people and see how they do. But I think it's a hard-working group. They're smart. They're out there every day, and they're improving. But they got a long way to go. A lot of situations that we're just starting to get into: red area, third down, 2-minute. Combination coverages, different blitzes, sight adjust, those kind of things. As we get further into camp and into the preseason and into the regular season, that's all going to pile up. So we'll see how they all handle that.
The conversations that you've had with Chip since he came into the NFL, is it for him to be seeking your advice on kind of day-to-day operations in the NFL?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, we've talked about a lot of different things. But look, whatever we talk about is, you know, I'll keep that privately between myself and Chip. It's not, I don't think those are public conversations anyway.
Hey, Bill, with wrestling in this type of setting, is it important to have a team that's coached by a guy that you have a relationship with? I mean, it seems like a pattern with Sean and Greg, and now Chip? Is that kind of an important element just because of the trust factor there?
I think it's just important that it works out. I mean, when I was at Cleveland, we practiced against Dave Wannstedt and the Bears. I didn't really work with him. We practiced against Dom Capers at Carolina. You know, I don't think that's a prerequisite.
Is it a plus?
I don't think it's a negative, but, I mean, I don't think it's, you know. I mean, to be honest with you, the most important thing, one of the most important things is just working it into your schedule. I mean, we play the Eagles first, so, you know, this is a natural fit. It's not that far of a, you know, not that much travel. And we're either going to have to go out there and run, let us try to run Philadelphia plays against ourselves, or line up against the Eagles and let them run them. I mean, there's the scouting report right there, and the same thing for them. So I think it's a more efficient way, and it's a good way for us to get some extra work in and good quality work. Again, I think it helps everybody. I don't see how any player, rookie or veteran, could not benefit from a practice like this. I don't think any coach, I don't see how any coach could not benefit from it. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for all of us, so hopefully we can, you know, take advantage and make the most of it. I mean, you know, certainly in a training camp, you need a decent amount of time by yourself. I mean, I don't think you can just work against somebody every day and get, you know, prepare your team for the season, but... You know, that's what the preseason games are for, and to put a couple practices in here. In addition to that, I think it's just, you know, good for all of us, and it's something that we all need. We all need head coaches, assistant coaches, coordinators, players, young players, old players.